Hey, it's Dan Harmon from Harmontown. I want to tell you about an exciting new podcast coming to Feral Audio called Launch Left. Rain Phoenix and Moon Zappa are going to interview extraordinary minds, mavericks, and pioneers in their fields. This season, Launch Left is going to celebrate nonconformists like Michael Stipe, Shepard Fairey, Spike Jones, Mario Batali, and many others. And those guests are also going to spotlight their favorite left-of-center emerging artists. So listen and subscribe now at feralaudio.com/launchleft, iTunes, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can do it however you want, man. That's the nonconformist part.
Feral Audio.
Did you do what you thought you could do? Bramble, did you do what you thought you could do with your bramble? Did you do what you thought you could do? You got yourself a little cup of Dramboo-ey. Yeah. Hey. I traded in one thing for another, and now we're back here. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Twisting the Wind. Welcome to Wisting the Tent, Wisting the Selkum the Skin. Seldom do we get this thin. If you're rushing in, I would give you advice to try it again, because if you rush, you waste, and you haste, you face, and you're about to get blasted like a piece of paste. Ducks eat it, dogs eat it, horses eat it too. Stand back, open up the lock, and look what you do. Welcome to Twisting the... seriously, though? Seriously though, it's probably my favorite phrase in the whole world. If you don't know that, you do now. I love saying seriously though, because what a fun thing to say, right? Seriously though, as though that should be where you're at. You know, you should be doing serious, or as if what was past before was not. Welcome to Twisting the Wind with Johnny Pemberton. This is a real special episode. I've been off. Twisting the Wind has been on a break, on a hiatus for the past, I'd say, about 3 weeks, maybe. I went on a nice long tour, a nice long arduous tour with my friend Josh Fadum, who y'all know. Josh! Ladies and Joshamen, Fadum in the back. It's amazing how many people don't say his last name correctly. They say, Fadum? Isn't that weird how something you know a certain way, when someone does it the wrong way, you're like, how could you? But it's just, that's the nature of everything, isn't it? We're so self-centered. But that's okay. You got to breathe, right? That's what people are. We got to care about that self, baby. Lock in that self. It's the self on the shelf. That's what they call it. That's what Christmas is for me. It's all about that self on the shelf. Make sure you've got a self. And if you do have that self, make sure it's on the shelf in a different place every day, because you want to rectify your intentions. So that tour was great. It was great in the sense that we did not die. thanks to all of you who attended. I know there's definitely some Twisting the Wind fans who attended because you were obviously the coolest, most interestingly dressed, most polite, yet also just sort of like the generically the best people in any room are the fans of this podcast. And you know that. I know that. So I saw some of you in various cities. That was really great. That really was great. No kidding. It's something where it's easy for me to say that, and maybe it sounds like I'm being glib, or not even glib. I think the word would be not facetious. Definitely not facetious. That's a word that I think needs to be stopped being used, facetious. It's just, it's a word for your sister. So you're, I don't know. It's a vocab word. It's not that good of a vocab word either. I'm not being what I'm not being. You know what it is. I'm being very, but seriously, when someone talks to me after a show or someone comes and they said they're a fan of the podcast, that's all I care about. It's just outstandingly great. It's really great to see all of you in those places because it's like, oh, this person is, they're on board. They're really deep. They know the ins and outs, where the cream spouts and all that kind of shit like that. So thank you for coming out if you did. Really appreciate it. That's awesome. That's super great. And the next time it'll happen, it won't be such a last-minute thing happening right before Christmas. It'll be promoted more than a week and a half. So there's a lot of people who didn't know about this tour until it was too late. Like, oh, I wish I'd known about this 3 fucking hours ago. Well, not my fault, really. Long story. Don't want to get into it. It's just it's a mark of shame on some people. I'm already getting into it. You know what? Here's a great way to get someone to talk about something is when they say, I don't want to get into it. And you just wait and let them get into it. Everyone wants to get into it for the most part. I think they want to get into it. That's also a great trick too. If you want to generate interest in somebody, if you want someone to be interested in you, when they're talking to you, they bring up something really kind of vague and boring. You just say, yeah, I don't, you know what?
I just don't really want to talk about it.
And if you say that, oh, they will want you to talk about it, even if it's mundane and boring. And you can get them on the hook for like a month wanting for you to want to talk about it. So there you go. Free life trip trick. Otherwise, keep subscribing to the podcast. If you haven't subscribed yet, please download. Well, you've already downloaded, right? Are you streaming it? What do I say? What are the things I say? See, I've forgotten what I say. Like that Bassett, that big old bloodhound in Lady and the Tramp. Remember that one? He's like, Old Reliable used to say, this thing is all fucked up, man. I plumb forgot what Old Reliable used to say. And then we all laugh. Then we'd all laugh. Then we laugh. We would fucking laugh. Oh, dude, we would fucking laugh like a motherfucker at that dog because it forgot what it wanted to say. Oh, shit, dude. Oh, what the fuck is up? Fruit on a butt. Yeah, you ever seen fruit on a butt before? It looks weird. It looks like someone pooped out something that's a fruit. You're like, whoa. Look at that dude's butt. It's an orange and a banana on his butt. And that's orange is too big to be balls. And that banana is too not dick to be a dick. And it's like, what, did you just poop that out and put it? You just say, hey, did you just put the poop that out and leave it on there even though it's poop? All that stuff. So. Rate and review, subscribe to the podcast. Please fucking donate. Give yourself a Christmas present. Give yourself a Christmas present of feeling good about yourself by doing a secure PayPal donation to this podcast that I labor over for fucking free, you fascist piece of shit. But if you did donate, you're not. You're super sweet. Some people, I met someone in Atlanta. Some fans of the podcast in Atlanta, just the fucking sweetest folks ever. And they, They donated. That was a cool story, bro, right? I'm not sure what I'm saying, but there you go. So rate, review, subscribe, download, and tell your friends, tell your mom, tell your brother, tell a song, make a song, write a dong, rip it up, and hand it in. Also, be sure to catch Pickle and Peanut on Disney XD. I haven't talked about that show that much. I don't know why. I guess I'm just letting it be what it is, but it's a show. I do a voice for one of the main characters, and it is... I love it. It's easy to say that, but it's really true. It's something where I think it is the most fucking goddamn interesting, funny show, animated show ever made. It's right up there with like Adventure Time or Ren and Stimpy. That's what it feels like to me. It's there's a Christmas episode you have to watch. It's called Springtime for Christmas / Yellow Snow that you can get if you have the Disney XD app. Which means that I think you have to have Disney cable, or I don't know, you have to have some sort of cable thing to access it. Your parents probably have it, or let's see, you're probably a parent. Your kids probably have it. So either way, get that fucking shit and watch it. It's really great. This episode, I watched it twice in a row, back to back. It's you know what, guys, girls, it's so psychedelic. I can't believe they allowed it. It's something where, what the fuck, man? It's so psychedelic. I just said, what the fuck, man? So just take that in your pipe and do that. Definitely check out Pickle and Peanut, please, for me and for yourself. Also, be sure to catch me on the show Superstore on NBC. It's an NBC network TV show. I play a character on there called Bo. I'm on like 5 episodes. 3 episodes have already aired. You can watch them on NBC.com if you have cable, I think. I don't really know. I think you can probably watch it. I think you'll like. If you like this podcast, I think you will like, at the very least, my presence on the show NBC's Superstore. Featuring a pretty substantially great, funny cast. Everyone's good, and I'm happy to be there. So make yourself right at home and just snap into some network TV. So that's the promotional part of the show. How was that? Was that good? Was that pretty good? That was pretty good. I kind of want to get into some stuff, like talk about like hiking, talk about my neck, why it hurts, and just talk about how I'm in a shed right now. I'm currently in a shed. My shed. I'm standing up. I'm looking at a signed Beck poster and a Surly Darkness poster. And I could not be happier. I could not be happier. Even though this is a real ramshackle, makeshift boondoggle of sorts here I've got going on, it's just outstanding. This place is sound insulated to the point where I could probably murder a couple of deer in here, or murder some pigs, and no one would be the wiser. So it feels good to be in a space. Isn't that nice to be in a space where you just really know you can do whatever you want and no one's going to care because they are not aware? Sometimes it's nice to be... People always talk about that tree that falls in the forest. You know that tree that always falls that no one sees, evidently? I think if that tree probably had a... You know, it's probably had a pretty good fall and enjoyed it because, like, it fell... And I just got to fall. Got to just fall for falling's sake. It didn't fall because, hey man, check out my fall. I'm a tree. Watch me falling. It didn't fall. No one noticed it. So it just sort of fell. And I really got to enjoy being the moment of falling. And that's such a thing I have trouble with, is putting away self-awareness. It's just fucking, it's like a demon. It's like having some little monkey that just reminds you, hey, people are listening, people are watching, but you know what, they're actually not. And also, if they are, they're not, because they're too busy thinking about themselves. So remember that, trees as people. Just put that in your pipe and smoke it. I think I said that too much. I think I instruct people to do too much putting in things in pipes and smoking them. Irregardless.
Got a really good show for you today. Got a real group of kids here just going to lay down and really show you how to do it right. It's a real talented duo. You're really going to enjoy hearing them talk and do songs and stuff like that. Here's Karen Kilgariff. She's a comedian and a musician. And Drennan Davis, he's also a comedian too and a musician. And these two, they're two different people. One's a woman, one's a man. They're two different people. They decided to get together and do something together, and it's just goddamn sparkling. It's like, you ever seen, you know when Uncle Dave and Marion used to dance on the roof on New Year's, and one time she did a backflip into that snowdrift, and everybody laughed, and turns out it was an accident, turns out she broke her leg. Well, this is like that on purpose, but way more entertaining and not on drugs or alcohol or anything like that, so... welcome to Twisting the Wind, this special episode for Christmas, and you're going to love it, and I love you, and keep on spreading your light around like it's free crackers at a store, okay? Okay. 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 Okay, is this good enough? Can I go now? Are you finished with me? I said all the stuff you wanted me to say. I said it in that weird voice. Can I be done now? I just want to go back downstairs where they have free hot chocolate. They have cider, too, but no one wants hot cider. I don't know who decided that hot cider was a good thing. Nobody wants that. Even if it has a lot of sugar and cinnamon in it, even if you've been sledding. I don't want hot cider. Do you want hot cider? Nobody wants it. It's just a thing where someone decided that people want it and people feel bad about not wanting it because they're in the Midwest. So they have the hot cider even though they don't want it. And, here it goes from there. It's like a snowball effect. It's a snowball effect of bullshit. I'm going to go back down there.
See what you feel like, what it sounds like to you. What do you think about your voice? If you wanted to change your voice.
Let's see.
If you want to use the microphone, like do a technique where you talk into a different way that augments the
reality around us.
Yeah, how do you think?
Sounds kind of far away to me.
It does.
Is what that
does?
Me?
Sounds far away.
Was that you?
What was?
That sounded like a long burp.
Yeah, it was me. I was more just me going.
Is that from the Golden Child? Oh wow! Yeah, I see.
Hi. Peter Serafina. Peter Parker. Peter Paul Mary.
Robert Popper.
Robert Popper.
Robert Popper.
Okay. Turning the effects off here. I just wanted to make sure they work if
Sarah
we need to
Finowitz.
Use them. Okay, the effects are off. Good. And now how does it sound to you now?
It sounds good.
Cool.
And yeah.
That's how it's going to sound. So just fucking deal.
God damn it, Johnny. Can I live tweet this?
You can do whatever you want. You can literally do whatever you want.
Literally?
You can literally.
Literally?
You can literally do... Literally.
You can littering?
We got a Squire P-Bass here. Holy shit. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I've had it since
wow.
I was 13.
Wow, man.
That's, so we're going to do a bunch of Police covers.
Police? Yeah. I love that. I love Police. That sounds hard to play.
There's a hole and sing in my life.
Are your phones
that's
on?
That's a deep cut. Wait.
My life like a canary in a coal mine. You want to test this out?
Sure.
Okay, see how it's working right now.
Actually, can we unplug this just for a sec so it can be over that?
Unplug
other...
your headphones?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Unplug it in?
Cool. I think we're good.
You want to give that a test, I guess?
Yeah. Of let's the, see.
Check. No. Check. Test. Test. Sounds pretty live. Pretty live.
Yeah.
I was in it. It worked. We're rolling.
Yeah.
Can that be the beginning?
Yeah.
Can it be
check,
the beginning?
Check test. Yeah.
It's the beginning now.
Right now?
The arc.
Function issue?
Yeah, I just realized the card wasn't in there.
You should put function 10 on there.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
We'll figure it out.
Function 10 is for when you go nuclear.
It's a great. No, it's just it means you want to have an extra reverb.
Oh, I see. Will you explain it to me? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know any of these.
I don't know shop about that.
We'll workshop it.
Do you want to find the card or should I? What do you think?
Oh no, I found it. It just wasn't plugged in all the way.
Got it.
Cool.
What do you guys think?
Yeah. I think we're good.
Are you good?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Are you good?
Wait, let me check these ones really quick. Okay. We're good.
Oh my god.
Yeah. We're good. Okay, cool.
There's so much going on underneath this table.
It's gonna be fun.
Cool. Welcome to Twisting the Wind, Drennan and Karen. Karen
Hello.
And Drennan. This
Hi.
Has started. This is it.
This is it.
It's actually been going for a while right now, just so you know.
Cool.
So nothing you can do about that. If there's something you wanted to change earlier or later on, that's just sort of how it is. But we can talk to some people at the reuptake inhibitor scenario situation center, and they can talk about it and they'll get back to you and they'll figure it out. So.
You think they might be able to go back in and edit with the
no
rehab it?
Should we just call them right now?
No, you can call them. What they do, they don't edit it. They'll call you up and talk to you about what happened.
Okay. Oh, talk you through it.
What is that?
That's an RF hit, I think. Isn't it?
Godzilla was involved.
Was that a Godzilla?
Yeah, it was.
Man.
Oh, yeah, look at all these
fun
things.
What's that sound?
So what's this?
That is a teletype. No, it's a printer.
It's a printer.
Yeah.
That's
a printer.
Right.
Dot matrix printer. That's good. We did it.
Yes,
Wait, there it is again.
Is there someone driving by with a jammer?
Oh,
trying to jam
I know what it is. It's this. Sorry. It's my phone.
Yeah,
it's my phone.
It's an RF hit.
Yeah.
I love saying that.
Do you know what it means?
Yeah, radio frequency.
Oh.
RF hits. The radio frequency is hitting. Well, it's not technically radio frequency, but it's a similar bandwidth, right? Isn't it cellular communication? Those are microwaves, aren't they?
No idea.
Yeah, they're microwaves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
So what's going on? What's
just,
the latest?
Just hanging out.
You guys are a country music duo.
Mm-hmm. Out of Bakersfield.
But you don't do country that much anymore, do you?
Not a lot.
How would you describe it? Because you just put out an album.
Mm-hmm. It's reminiscent of country, but
okay.
But it's got more of a party rock feel.
Yeah,
I
would say. Yeah.
So this is a party rock album.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Totally.
I failed to see a copy of it here.
Huh. Well, you will though.
Okay.
Yeah.
I need to see a copy of it at some point so I can put it on the desk and show it to the people.
Oh, hold it up.
Here we are. Here we go. These kids have done something crazy. It's what do you call this? You call this party rock?
Party rock.
Party rock. Party rock. Party rock. Okay. Well, here it is. It's upside down. I don't know which way it is. Here they are. You love them. They do this thing always the same way, but different. The party rockers. That's my Letterman.
And then we go into a country song.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Country song. Totally.
That was an uncanny Letterman.
It was. It was like the spirit of him as opposed to being like actually him.
Right. Yeah. You got the essence of his total boredom.
Total boredom
with his job.
Yeah, boredom, sort of irreverence.
That's a good word for it.
Irreverence. Just I like kinda, his irreverence.
Yeah.
I miss his irreverence.
I do too.
No one else has got that irreverence, do they?
No, not really. He's kind of
quite the opposite.
Yeah.
These days.
Yeah, you have to be reverent to the celebrities.
Yeah. Everybody's doing it that way. Dave was like, fuck you.
Dave was like, fuck you. Let's have it. Because he was originally fuck you. He started as fuck you, right? Because they were like the after party, weren't they?
That's right. They were late night.
Yeah. I didn't know that for a long time because I got them all confused. To me, it was like late night, night late, the after show. It's late. It's the night show. The tonight show. To me, it all sounds the fucking same. I really didn't realize there was a difference until very recently.
Yeah.
I had Fadum explain it to me.
You were probably too little when it was at its peak in the 80s.
Yes, I was, and I also just didn't. I think I didn't understand the nature of timing, like when it was on, like that mattering.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's on a little later, so why does it matter? I'm staying up till one.
Right. Either one was pretty late for a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, that was back when there was only like 11 TV shows.
Right.
So it was a really big deal.
Six channels.
Yeah. It was Heart to Heart. And the news, and then Letterman.
Heart to Heart, that was a good one.
Yeah.
I preferred Moonlighting.
That was a great show.
Yeah, great show.
It was.
Sexual tension, the rhyming that the secretary lady did.
That's right. And the fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that she could rhyme like that. And so it was a thing as a kid, I was like, how does she do that?
Wait, were all her lines rhyming?
Everything she said was rhymed.
Oh.
Everything. Remember her? She'd go... If you go downstairs, there'll be a thing. But we run back here, it'll be a ding-a-ling. And if you, remember that shit?
Every episode?
Everything she said was a rhyme.
I don't remember that at all.
Oh,
that's
I don't even know the actress's
that someone
name.
Okayed that. I'm like, yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
It was cool, man.
Yeah.
It was Bruce Willis, and who was it? Bruce Willis?
Sybil Shepherd.
Sybil.
Yeah. I wonder if I just didn't pick up on that.
He probably thought it was terrible.
I probably hated it, Scott.
I bet you didn't like it.
Yeah.
I think I wouldn't like it. Now I'd be like, what the fuck? Or I would be like, this is really cool. It's such a, it flies in the face of normality, of convention.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was Moonlighting.
Moonlighting
for you.
Yeah.
It didn't give a fuck. It was Letterman of late
of
night dramedies. Yeah.
They were detectives, right?
I think so. I can't
God.
Remember.
I am now going to be watching this tonight just because I want to watch Moonlighting. To see what I thought about. When's the last time you watched something you haven't watched in 20 years?
I did watch Heart to Heart in a hotel room last month and couldn't believe how slow and 80s it was.
Really?
Yeah.
I tried watching Elf.
Oh, really? What was that like?
Not good. It's super not good.
Is it bad?
Good.
Is it bad?
It's just a lot of really bad like cat jokes.
Yeah.
Tons of that.
And that puppet.
Who was the Elf voice?
Who was that puppet?
Who was the puppet?
Was it a famous comedian, the Alf voice, or no?
I don't know. That's
a good question. I don't think so.
Because when I think about his voice, it seems like a guy who'd be doing... like he's a comedian.
Dangerfield kind of.
Hey!
Yeah.
Jim, what was the guy, dad's name he always was saying?
Willie!
Willie, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, God. What do you think about playing a track from your latest album?
Sure.
We should.
Does that sound like a good idea?
Totally. Which one do you want to play, Karen?
I don't know. What do you think?
This is the part I'm interested in.
You certainly brought your guitar, so we should definitely do the love song.
Okay, but that's Johnny's guitar.
Oh,
he didn't bring
Johnny's
mine.
But guess what? Guess what you can do? You can use it.
You can use it? Do you have a capo?
I don't have a capo. You know what? There might be a capo around here, though. There's one over there.
Do you want to do a really deep version of that of that song?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Okay, I'm going to pause it real quick and we'll set this shit up. We'll be back with a song. Okay, let's see here. The musicians are setting up. Mm-hmm. Karen and Drennan are setting up. They've pretty much set up. We've got a bunch of mics here. We've got one placed for the guitar, vocals. It's going to be great. How the levels...
up and out of the deep, and you
all our shit. Then you swim back to the place where you live. I don't know where you live. Like to see where you live. I'll ride my bike past where you live. You're the only one who can save us. You're the only one who is big enough. And you're the only one for me. I love you, Godzilla, if you're still in town. It could be cool. You and I could just hang around. You could flip your tail around, knock some buildings down, burn this fucking city to the ground. I know, I know, I know, I know I've gotta be strong. Not text you first and then not text you back and act all detached and then break all contact. That's the only way I'm gonna land you. That's the only way I can prove to you. You're the only one for me. And that blue nuclear fire down into my soul. You're an island. Aren't you an island? I love you, Godzilla. Back. I know you're mad. I don't think you're overreacting.
Whoa! That's amazing. Holy shit. I can't believe I just got to sit here and watch that happen. Wow! So I assume that's a track called something about some sort of. It's about Godzilla.
It's a Godzilla-based track.
What's it
that's
called?
For sure.
What's it called?
It's called I Love You, Godzilla? Or is it just called Godzilla?
I think it's just Godzilla.
I think it's Godzilla.
Yeah. And that's available on the album.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Where can people get it? What's the best way for people to buy it if they want to buy it?
Probably, well, depending on what music player you like using. iTunes is easy. What do you use? Do you like using iTunes when you get music?
I use iTunes. I try to buy stuff through Amazon.
Okay.
But I end up buying through iTunes because it's easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It depends. Your last record, I bought the LP.
Mm-hmm.
This is an LP too, right?
Yeah.
So you can buy
I think we're
LP.
Waiting for like...
It's coming out print. In January Ooh. Because yeah. there's a record shortage. Yes. There's yeah. an LP
there
pressing
is.
Shortage
there
right
is.
Now.
It's been by the way for a little while now, I think, because everyone
yeah,
wants them now.
Everybody yep. wants it.
Wants them to not actually listen to.
Yeah. They want to stack them up.
Yeah.
Right.
Stack them up and then get that download card and download it, put it on their phone and have the album next to their Crosley turntable they don't actually use.
Right. Just to impress their friends.
Yeah, yeah. So when they invite people back to the old apartment.
Right. To get that dick on. Get that puss or that dick on.
They're like, you want to listen to part of one side of one album? That might impress you?
Yeah, and then we pass out because we're both hideously wasted, or we start fucking and then forget about it. And then
there's just the hissing, yeah. the hissing sound in the background.
But no one's yeah. hearing it because there's just so much moaning in the foreground.
It's a sex metronome in the background.
A sex metronome. It's a good idea. Oh, that's good.
That's a sex metronome? We can do that right now. Hold on. I got this. I
okay.
got you.
I'm going to let you get it.
Okay.
Get it.
Sex metronome. Ooh.
down to it, down to it. Do you need a glass of water? Cause we're about to get down to it, down to it. I have a Brita filter, no brag, but got some clean water. Unless you're in the mercury, let me know. What's that?
Do they tow? Do they tow in your street?
Yeah. Don't worry about it. It's too quiet, babe.
Holy shit. That was amazing. That was like the best impromptu song I've ever heard.
Johnny, you're all about impromptu songs. That's such a huge compliment.
That was incredible. That's not on the album.
No.
Sex metronome? Nope, no. That's new.
Okay, well, you have a recording of it now. So if you want to use this recording to, you know, you can like, you can.
Wait, what if we hit it on the LP?
Yeah, that's kind of hard these days, but.
Because they won't make you one.
Yeah, it's so hard. You can't hide a track anymore. You can't fucking, where are you going to put it?
Back in my day, you could hide tracks all over the place.
Yeah, hide them everywhere.
Sketches and little skits.
Yeah, you could put that special edition of Nevermind had that extra track on it.
Oh, yeah, right.
What was it?
It was, I don't remember what song it was, but you had to fast forward through the, it was the 13th track.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Fast forward.
Wasn't it that one that was all about, it's okay to eat fish because they don't have any feelings?
That was a hidden track?
That was the last song. That's Something in the Way.
Oh, that was just the last.
If you fast forward through after Something in the Way,
there was
some CDs had.
I do remember what you're talking about.
Sing track. It. I don't remember.
I think it was just screaming. I think it was a lot of screaming.
It was pretty like. Something like that, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I love that band so much.
Pretty great.
Yeah.
Did you know that Courtney Love killed Kurt Cobain?
That's what I hear.
I haven't heard that.
I like to say that because I like to say it very definitively. like I know because I saw a documentary that recently came out.
Right. And I hear she killed him with small talk. Did you hear that? She was just like a dullard.
Oh, man.
Just couldn't think of anything good to say. It was always like the dumbest thing.
He was just like, I've had enough of this.
I can't.
He tried to get a divorce like 2 days before he
did
died.
He?
Yeah.
Is that true?
This documentary, it makes it seem like what happened to allow her to not be in prison. There's so much evidence.
Right.
But it's the classic case of the cops being like embarrassed because they didn't find things. And you know how that shit works is once something doesn't happen, it's almost impossible to get turned over to the people because it's like, we did it this way. And we don't
right,
need the outside
stubborn
thing. And
yeah.
We did it just fine. But also, do you think that there is the Yoko Ono-itis that people have where they hate the bitchy wife? There's a wife
that's
of
fair.
A rock star that's mouthy, broad.
Right.
You want everything to be her fault?
Totally. And the thing is, I think this all this stuff is even apart from that. It's like all this stuff, it just...
Even then, she definitively killed him.
She definitely did.
Well, it's nice to have just an answer. Just to not have a question mark feels great.
She did it.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Perfect. Are you friends with her?
Not at all. But as an ex riot girl who used to wear slips as dresses and be very angry and drunk and on drugs, I guess I just feel a kinship and the understanding of blame.
Yeah, I think that's definitely an aspect to it, and I feel like that's too bad. Because it has something to do with it, I think. It's just she was, I think maybe, it's just money. It's just money.
It's money, but also then drugs, like heroin.
Yeah, drugs are confusing.
A very bad drug.
She was so open about it, too. Like, that was the one thing on the documentary she produced.
Right.
That she seemed pretty open about. Like, they were just doing a ton of heroin.
A shitload.
And, like, when she was pregnant.
Everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did Frances Bean even come to be?
I think that certain life finds a way.
Yeah.
It really does.
We're
though.
So resilient.
Aunt Carol?
There's so many people though. There's so many people I know whose parents like smoked like crazy through their pregnancy and they're fine. They're maybe a little bit weird, but they're not rail thin and Yeah, I can't eat any food. I don't know what that means.
That's true. Well, my mom definitely drank and smoked.
Right.
Smoked through both of her pregnancies. It was quite. She was a nurse, and was very. She advocated it.
And you still have your wits about you.
I feel like I did have a bout of asthma as a child.
Well, that's normal. That's a normal thing. You grow out of that.
You grow out of it around the age of 14.
You get that. You get that puberty comes around and blasts it out of the lungs. There, you get all fine and don't worry about it. You'll get
the acne instead. Yes,
just blast it out of there. Don't worry. You gotta go running more around the reservoir and up the hill and fetch a bucket.
Go feed the cow.
Go feed the cow. Lick its teeth. You get that cow pox there. Oh, these kids, they're just all complaining about no smoking here, no drinking this.
They're weaklings.
They're weaklings. Yeah, Mom, she drank for all 14 children.
She was a strong one for all 14.
And I wasn't around, no.
No, you weren't there.
I wasn't around at all. I was working 1,000 miles away, 16 hours a day. Drinking, though.
The whole time.
Drinking the whole time.
And you only got a couple of rods shoved up into your head.
Couple rods.
And you're fine.
Doing just all right. Is your mom an Irish immigrant?
No, but her grandparents were.
What about children? And that's an Irish name.
Yeah. Yep. Definitely Irish.
Really?
Super Irish.
He's not playing the game.
I got the Oh, this isn't the right accent?
No.
Oh,
no.
Shit.
Wait, what parts are you from?
Are
you from Cork?
Yeah. I'm from Clark.
County Clark.
Yeah.
Clark. Oh, they're good people there.
Clark.
They don't know a thing about the weather, though.
They're dark ones
down
there.
They're fucking idiots there.
They're idiots.
They're fucking.
All of them.
You guys are good at this.
Fucking dollars.
I feel like if I tried right now. I was working on Scottish accent. But
let's hear it.
Well, I can only do it if I'm singing like wee little baby sucking on my tit.
Oh, yeah. What song is that?
Oh, you guys don't know that song?
I've never heard that Scottish like song. Is that the Scottish national anthem?
Wee little baby sucking on my tit. Fucking sucking on my tits. Wee little baby sucking on my tits. You guys don't know that song?
I do now.
Oh, is that the one they released after Tub Thumping?
Oh, that's Chumbawambas?
Yeah.
I hear they're actually very like a punk rock band.
Yeah,
like
they're
very politically active.
Yeah,
they were members, ex-members of Crass, I believe.
What?
Yeah.
No kidding.
I think one of the guys from there is an ex-member of Crass.
That's a weird transition.
Was Crass a jazz trio?
It's this anarchist sort of punk group from the UK.
Yeah, what was their big hit?
I don't even know. I think they don't have a big hit. And also, I've never listened to them. I just know this fact.
It was a lot of screaming. Yeah. I remember that.
Not a
and
huge
just
fan
like,
of that.
Like punk rock chanting and
not
stuff.
Not a big fan.
Yeah. Not doing so much.
So back to Irish. Are you Irish?
Yes. Yeah.
How much?
I think it's about like 50%. Actually.
So do you have Irish immigrants? And you ever grow up with someone being like, oh, this, all that?
Not really. It was
Catholic.
No. No. Oh.
Jesus.
Did you?
No. I'm nothing. I'm just white. I have nothing. And that's why I'm so interested in it, because I have nothing. I have no...
Karen, you did, though.
No ethnicity.
Uh-huh. See, I grew up with lots of people talking like that.
Oh, Karen, what are you doing fucking moving out there, sucking all these dicks in Los Angeles? How dare you?
Never. That's how you know that you don't know what you're talking about. Never would they say those words.
No, we'd never say that.
Never.
They would say cock.
Never. Talk about
cock.
Sucking
all the cock.
They'd say... You're kissing the boys.
You're kissing boys left and right. My the great quote of my grandmother was, we were at a wedding one time. My sister was dancing with this guy who was my cousin's friend, who we all went to college with. And he had kind of like, he wasn't in any way Asian or anything. He just had like squinty eyes.
Uh-oh.
And my grandmother leaned over to me and goes, who's Lara dancing with it? With? He looks retarded. And we say that to each other.
Oh my God.
It was 30 years ago and we still say it to each other.
Who's
he looks retarded.
Where was she from?
My grandmother was from Longford and my grandfather was from Galway.
Okay. I don't know what those mean. Those are cities.
They're counties.
Counties.
No, Galway's a city, and I think Longford is a city. I think.
Longford
and Galway.
And Belfast. I know. I heard met a woman from Belfast, and she said, oh, look out there. We have to pull around the care. Like, what?
The Cure.
Well, The Cure. What did you just say?
The Cure, Robert Smith.
The Cure. Oh, the car. The car.
Yeah.
The Cure.
The Cure.
Like, oh, you speak a different language.
Completely.
Yeah. And this was like a very Americanized person.
You know who's from Belfast? Do you know Flanagan from Largo?
Yeah, Flanny.
He's from, that's where he's from
Belfast.
Too. Yep.
Flanny.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Only met him once, but what a guy. Real sweetheart. He's the kind of guy who's like so nice, but at the same time, you could also like, you want me to bend that piece of metal around your fucking face?
Yes. Yeah. I saw him headbutt somebody at the front door of Largo one time. It was like, the best.
You mean
headbutt.
Like for real? Like this
for
person?
For real.
He's got a big skull too.
Yeah, he doesn't fuck around. Like he'll stand there and talk for a while, but then it was a drunk guy that was trying to get into a show and like pushing the doorman aside and being a dick. And he's like, step out here for me for a second, will you? And then he just headbutted him right on the street.
Drunks are the worst.
The best.
Largo. Yeah. Ladies get in free every
Early
Monday.
Largo.
Hey.
It's L apostrophe Argo. Largo. Largo.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Bienvenue à Largo.
Bonjour, Largo.
Poulou poupoua.
Ah, très bien.
So that's what I was wondered about too.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, totally.
Why would they call it a four-leaf clover when it's literally a three-leaf clover?
Yeah,
every single one.
Because it's like you have these leaves. Like, what is when is the leaf start? When is it not?
Right, because it can look like a four-leaf clover even when it's a two-leaf clover.
Exactly, because if you just get scissors.
Oh.
That's the name of this podcast. It's called Just Get a Scissors.
Just get a scissor and make your own luck with Johnny Pimps.
Hey, make your own luck. Just get a scissors. Well, we're going to go over to the craft table with Karen and Jen right now and check out how they're doing on Just Get a Scissors. These scissors can cut through anything. Isn't that right?
Johnny, these scissors are some of the most amazing scissors I've ever seen.
Well, don't take my word for it. Show me what you've done.
All right. Well, I just picked up this plant and I cut it.
Well, that's not a plant, that's a guy.
Oh my God, everybody.
Wow.
They also cut guys.
Wow, what a guy. What a
guy.
Give this guy a round of applause, can we? Yeah.
Oh.
Congratulations.
Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not too handy in the kitchen. Sometimes it's like, is this my hand or is this a chicken?
Oh, it's so true.
So I always try to figure out who's cutting who here, right?
Right.
MC Hammer. Who's cutting?
Oh, that's sorry.
There you go.
I don't know how to turn this off, you guys. Are you cool with it for like the rest of this?
Forever.
Welcome to Slicey Jackson's. Hi, this is Slicey Jackson's house, and we're cutting a rug literally with these new scissors.
You can make your own rug strips tonight at Slicey Jackson's.
Are you tired of having that entryway with nice hardwood floor? Do you need a runner?
Do you? Do you need a runner?
Seriously, need a runner? I know a guy.
Answer.
Do you need a runner?
Do you need a runner?
Hi, this is David Bellamy. I'm a runner.
Hi, David. Listen, yes? Could you lay down in my foyer? I need a runner.
No, I do errands for people.
Uh-huh.
You need a rug runner.
I have an errand. Lay down.
Errand.
While I have guests fill up my foyer.
So you need to run an errand.
Run an errand by laying down and becoming a runner in my foyer.
Okay, if you're going to word for that, if you're going to word it that way for me, I guess technically I could probably do that.
David, I've caught you on a technicality. You now just, lay down.
You've tricked my simple mind into running an errand and being a runner as that errand.
Take off your old Nike swooshes. Because you're not a runner.
It hurts when you step on my back. It hurts when you lick on my crack. I've got an anal fissure. I've got an anal fissure. I have to not poop for 36 hours on heels. Throw on the deals. Check out these deals.
David.
Check out these reels.
Hey.
David. Check out these seals. Your carpet just peels.
Hey.
Check out these deals.
That's right.
$6.99 to lay down in your foyer.
Wow, I can't afford not to.
$6.99 to lay down under a lawyer.
Oh my God, I'll see you.
$6.99, I'll do what you want. $6.99, you can step on my butt.
Yeah.
$6.99, check up my nut. I just got one. It pops around to the back sometimes. Up to the back sometimes. It pops around sometimes. And you get just fine. Never knew what you did until you stepped on my butt. Please don't wear heels.
David.
Allie McBeal.
David.
Callista Flockhart. You look like a fucking lawn dart.
Yeah.
Great. Good, no problem. Good, I'll see you on Tuesday.
Okay, cool. Perfect.
It's Thursday. That was a good song. So, what was it like growing up?
I'll let you take this one.
What was your favorite part of growing up?
I'll answer for Karen.
Okay.
It was, she's got Benjamin Button disease.
Mm-hmm. Really? Mm-hmm.
So she's...
what do they really call that, though?
She's Crohn down.
Oh, Crohn down.
Crohn's down.
I've got Crohn's downs.
Crohn's downs. It's a bad combination.
And they work against each other, actually, so it's kind of not so bad.
That's a good way of looking at it.
The downs works on the Crohn's, and the Crohn's works on the downs.
Two negs, a pause.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They degeneticify each other.
Yeah.
It's hard to talk after such an interesting explosion of spontaneity, you know?
Yeah.
It's pretty great, though.
It's like, why talk?
Talk more about your record. Where people should buy it besides iTunes.
Oh.
I just want people to buy it. Hey, listeners, I really want you to buy the record because it's really great.
It's also on a Special Thing record.
Right. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Digitally and record-wise.
And rectally.
Course, again, you can get it rectally, of
Can you
course.
Get a CD?
No.
You can't. You literally can't get a CD.
Can't do it. No, not anymore.
I made a little miniature comedy EP to bring to Australia to sell, and I put it on this nice five by eight cardstock with my picture in the front and had some information in the back. Excuse me. And also it had a little sticker with the download code on Bandcamp to get the album. And I was selling it for like $5. No one understood what it was. No one, like, it's a, you know, when you buy something and you get a download code for the, they just couldn't. Even in America, people were like, okay. It's like, do you like music? have you ever, like, been interested in purchasing something you can listen to? Do you know about iTunes? Do you have an iPod? It's like, it's such a simple thing. But it makes me wonder, the fact that I'm so familiar with that, like, what the fuck is everyone else doing?
That's a good question.
What are they doing?
Spotify?
They just don't like, it must be that.
Yeah.
Are they afraid of getting something for free? They think there's no way there couldn't be strings attached.
But a lot of times it wasn't for free. I'm selling it. I would sell it. When I would sell it, they'd be really confused. So they don't get what this is.
So they'd be buying something they didn't understand?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to say, this is an album. Like, what do you mean? Like, see that? It's all there in the back. You download it. Like you would. Like, I buy a lot of records and a lot of new records, and you buy them, they have a little card in there, and you download the album so you can listen to it on your phone and stuff, not just on your portable record player that doesn't exist. So it's that, and it's like a thing where Yeah, I don't know. I was frustrated that it was not more readily understood.
Well, it feels like we're really at the beginning of an era, a digital era, yeah, right now, and at the end of an old time,
right?
Which is CDs. The CD era is over.
It's been done. It's done.
It's done. Unless you have an old car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even a not so old car. I guess it is an old car at this point. I don't know what an old car is, but
I mean, yeah, like computers don't even have CD players
anymore.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're a fool for wanting one.
Yeah, that's what...
And I'm a fool.
We're all just fools, yeah, at the end of the day.
I'm a love fool. Me and Nina Persons. What is she up to now, huh?
I don't know.
Just being pretty.
Yeah,
yeah.
Being Swedish, having healthcare.
Oh, she's Swedish. I didn't even know that.
But she has tons of children.
Liz probably in like a commune with some other families,
right,
where they all make like a
rye bread
together, yeah, and like root thick vegetable dinners.
Oh, root boiled roots, yeah, thick rye bread, the kind you could use as like an insulation piece.
Pickled fish.
Yes.
Pickled fish.
I was going to say that too. Some kind of sardine.
Yeah.
Perfect health. I'll have no sexual mores about, like, it's all very, everything's very open and honest.
That's right. Yeah. So there's not a lot of tension.
Everybody's in open relationships.
Yeah, you wouldn't blink an eye. Like, yeah. Oh, they're having sex out on the divan here. Or the yeah.
Wonderful.
Van.
It's
totally
human.
This is okay.
I love divans.
It's over 50 degrees out. We have to have sex outside because we felt the image of Thor mount us. Just do it.
Yeah.
That's where she is.
It's very true.
I think I bought that CD because I thought she was hot.
She was.
She
is, I think. She looks exactly the same currently.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Man.
It's that amazing how
crack.
Many of them, like,
do you know her?
Susanna Hoff is still just super beautiful.
What band is that? Is she from?
The Bangles.
The Bangles.
The Bangles, right.
Yeah.
She looks exactly the same way she did in the 80s.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Who else is like that?
The Torn girl, I think, is still.
Torn?
Natalie Imbruglia.
Natalie
Imbruglia.
Yeah.
She was really young, though, when she started.
Yes.
Probably.
She was real young.
I also think those women who are very petite, it's the thing of when you are like have a little bit of fat on you when you're younger, and then you get older and you age and you get thinner, and that's what makes you look old. But if you're always the same consistency, then you don't age.
Because time has no feature to grab onto.
Yep.
Right.
You're just a taut.
You're like a seal.
Covered, yes, exactly.
Like a time seal.
You're a time seal. You're a which are the most gorgeous animals?
Yeah.
Time seals.
You're just flying through like a fucking greased bullet through time.
With long eyelashes. Look at her go.
Oh my God, Natalie Imbruglia?
You're so beautiful.
You can swim so fast. Natalie. Natalia.
You're already staying, and this is how I feel.
You are just a seal.
This is how I swim.
Natalie Imbruglia.
You're a seal.
You're a seal.
You're a seal.
N-A-T-A-L-I-A. N-A-T-A-L-I-E. You wanna L-I-E to me? You better come back, I'm not free. N-A-T-L-I-E. Don't fucking lie to me, you fucking seal. I'm a shark, I'll make you my next meal. I'm gonna eat you. I'm gonna treat you a bucket of fish oil, omega 3s. Check out this Natalie, check out my knee. I'm gonna get down, kiss your little seal butt. I'ma eat your shit like it's nuts. I like cashews and seal shit. I seal shit like my name is Dick. I can't rap for shit. Oh no.
Natalie, Natalie,
Noddle Seal. Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard you shot Carrie Fisher with a derringer. Did you hear that?
Natalie Imbruglia?
Yeah, she shot Carrie Fisher with a derringer.
What happened?
It broke open Carrie Fisher's knee, and they never talked about it since.
What? Were they on vacation together?
They were.
Okay.
Yep. They were on vacation together on that island near Hawaii that only people can go to if they get pre-approved for a 10-year mortgage.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. So then they were doing some shooting on the island.
Yep. Uh-huh. For this new Stephen Lucas film.
Oh, Stephen Lucas.
Yeah, he's the next big thing.
Yeah.
Well, Stephen and George, they both knew they had a lot of potential and talent, so they decided, why can't two men have a baby? And they did, and they made it happen through the power of industrial light and magic, and that's Stephen
and
Lucas.
And that's where the Lucas brothers came from.
Yep. Yep.
It happens all the time.
Yep.
They're a great example of why you should be doing stuff like that.
They are the classic example of dip, trip, flip, fantasia. That's actually the process with which they were able to do that. It's called dip, trip, flip, fantasia. That's why the band's called Us Three. Really bringing it back home, you know. Bringing it back home.
Bitty, bitty, bop.
Oh, I was obsessed with that song.
It's a good one.
But how did it go?
It went...
I bet you could probably just do it.
It's kind of like... Doesn't it have like a Herbie Hancock? Like,
it does. It has Watermelon Man or Cantaloupe Island, I think, is sampled in there. I think it's Cantaloupe Island.
Cantaloupe Island, yeah. Because it's called Cantaloupe, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
So it's Cantaloupe Island, yeah.
Yeah. But that's like... That's all pianos and stuff.
Yeah, so that's kind of a little high-end.
Yeah.
Okay. So then there's that part, and then what happens?
Oh, and then it's like...
I don't want to get a high now. Wait a minute. We're in a new song.
Was it like this? Cantaloupe, cantaloupe, cantaloupe. Cantaloupe, cantaloupe, cantaloupe. Cantaloupe, cantaloupe, cantaloupe. Cantaloupe, cantaloupe, cantaloupe. Cantaloupe, cantaloupe, cantaloupe.
Yeah, that's how it went. Yeah.
A dip trip, a flip flam tanger.
Bitty bitty bop.
What was that?
Oh.
I'm using some really bad onboard digital effects to enhance our experience.
There's Godzilla again.
See, that's a big haul. That's a little too big for us. There's one I like that's too big. Hey. Hey. Hey, Dad. Dad, can I use your mouse pad?
Yeah, sure, buddy. No problem.
Hey, Dad, can I use your mouse pad?
I said yes. You're fine. I'm using it.
Dad, I want to use the mouse pad.
Okay. That's fine.
You got to unlock it.
Oh, sorry. It's 872.
Yeah, 873. What? You said 872, and I said it wrong just to see if you're listening.
No, 872-873. 872-873.
4-6
just a 7.
Okay.
And then
4-6
and then a 2.
2.
And then a 4-6
sucking on a seagull's dick.
Did that work?
Yeah, it works. Thanks, Dad.
Sure.
Dad, I love him.
Fuck, your dad's so cool.
I know. He's got so many mouse pads. He works for a company that gets them for free.
Is that true?
Yeah. Do you remember that ever, having seen stuff that your like parents got that was like you thought was the coolest thing ever, but it was actually, when you realized you're older, like, oh, that was something free, like a free promotional bag they were given?
Yes.
Well, and it was like, remember those things, those little things that used to drop the oil, like the colored oil down like a little spiral ramp? It was like a little cylinder.
Mm-hmm.
You turn it over and it would do drip.
Yes.
And
I thought that
thing was the fucking goddamn coolest thing on the planet. If someone would give it to me, I would have been, this is the greatest gift ever. But I realized that was my uncle had one, and it was a fucking GlaxoSmithKline thing. It was a little pharmaceutical branded thing to give to someone to put in their doctor's office.
Our family of friends, the Greenbergs, had a similar thing. They had a huge hook rug hanging on their wall.
Right.
And I thought it was like what rich people had. So I used to just stare at it because it was like really long pieces of yarn.
Right.
Hook rug that was easily like 8x11. And it was like of a sunset. And I just couldn't. I stared at it for so long. And then, of course, now you see it in weird thrift stops of like, oh, look at people who didn't have taste in the 70s used to hang on their walls.
Look at this lice harboring device.
It was so, yeah. Look at this dust mat.
Yeah. Oh, this is there's trillions of dust mites just waiting to migrate in this massive piece of...
And medium-sized spiders.
Yeah. Medium-sized.
Well, you know, like one man's trash.
Right.
One man's treasure.
Is, like, is the Greenberg's treasure.
Another man's recycling bin.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love stuff like that. God, now I want one of those so bad. I miss it.
Which one? GlaxoSmithKline?
Just something like that. Yeah, like a it was like a Sudafed thing.
Huh. And it was basically just like oil in water.
I don't know what it was. I honestly don't know what the fuck that was. I think it probably was oil, wasn't it?
Used something that moved through water differently.
I think it was oil.
Much more dense.
Yeah.
And colored.
It was colored water and oil, yeah.
I remember playing with my cousins, and I also remember that I think that was a gift to one of my cousins from her dad's friend, Rusty, who jokingly said her dad had died as a joke, and got her a present to say I'm sorry, because as you would if you're 7 years old, you freak the fuck out when someone tells you your dad.
Rusty.
Yeah Rusty. Oof. Rusty was a joker, and he joked with a child and told him something that is kind of unforgivable.
Was Rusty on the booze a little bit?
Probably. I don't know Rusty. This is some cousins who I don't really talk to anymore because they're all pretty conservative.
Mm.
But this was, I just, it's one of those memories where I just have like a little swath of something, and that's what I remember that thing being a gift for.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it was just a branded, I don't know. None of this is probably true. This is probably something that I overheard and stitched to something else. You know what I mean? Because the nature, this memories
of memory?
Don't exist.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Isn't that weird? Do you think that memories basically just don't exist at all?
Right. We just create them.
We decide whatever you think happened is what happened.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter anyway.
Right. Because you can't do anything about it.
No.
So it's how you remember something is sort of just like, well, I guess that's how I think it is. Like all the eyewitness testimony. Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's like so unreliable. It's ridiculous. And you can coach almost anyone to give a false testimony. They don't think they're giving false testimony.
They've heard
enough things to where they think what they saw or heard or whatever is the truth, when actually they didn't at all. When actually they probably didn't notice anything whatsoever. Like, most people don't notice anything new in their environment any day, all the time. Otherwise, if we did, we would just be like foaming at the mouth dead because of all the information we have to input. We just don't notice shit.
And no one ever thinks they're wrong. Like, when you see that little movie replay in your mind, that's factual to you. That's you reporting the truth, your own truth. And it's like Rashomon, where everybody has a totally different movie in their mind.
Right.
Yeah. What's your movie, baby? What's your movie, dog? What's your movie?
I'd say it's like The Goonies meets like a good episode of Golden Girls.
A good episode.
Mm. Yeah.
A good.
What do you guys think?
I don't know.
Trying to think about it.
What do you think?
Like, you think it sounds like a web series?
Do you think it's like three old women, and then in the back, in the kitchen set, they have a chained up, deformed guy?
Oh my God. Ooh. I would really watch this, actually.
And they don't think anything about it. Mm-mm. It ain't nothing.
No.
He's just a guy.
That's just the boy in the kitchen.
The pool boy.
That's the pool boy. Dicker. That's Dicker. Don't mind him none.
Get scared.
Oh, don't scared. That's just Dicker. He can't say nothing as long as he got that head on his face. don't mind him then.
That's what the chains are for, honey.
Chains are to keep him from hurting you.
Now, get me a Diet Pepsi now.
Oh, that sounds so good. Give me a Diet Pepsi now. Give me a Diet Pepsi. Give me a Diet Pepsi. Ooh, this is Rawhide. Cancer with this song.
Yeah. Hey, Cancer, get me a Diet Pepsi.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. I'm in charge.
Oh, fine.
Yeah. And while you're out there, fuck off.
Hey, but...
Oh, sorry.
Did you know that I'm essentially the same thing as you?
In what way?
Well, I am you.
Oh, really?
We're
all the same, man.
Oh, Cancer, you're such a bummer.
I know. That's why I suck so much.
Well, I mean, what can I do to, like, get you out of here?
Well, two ways.
Okay.
Die's the quickest.
Mm-hmm.
Second one is, there's lots of different ways. Second one is to fight me.
Right, okay.
It's gonna hurt.
All right.
You'll be fighting yourself.
I guess I'll fight you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I'm hunkered in.
I'm all hunkered down.
I'm hunkered down, and here you go for it. You're giving me the guess you got. I ain't going fucking nowhere.
Cancer.
If I'm getting out of here, I'm taking a lot of fucking sales with me.
You can have them. I don't need them.
Yeah, you do.
Now I'm going to make new ones.
You better take some cold showers to help regenerate your mitochondrial DNA.
I'm learning a lot from Cancer.
Mitochondrial DNA.
That was a good one.
I think that's going to inspire some people.
I think so.
Yeah,
this whole podcast
is
going to be very inspiring.
Yeah.
I want to direct people to your digital content online. Are you interested in sharing that at all?
Sure.
Yeah.
Karen, I know you do Twitter.
I'm on Twitter.
What is your handle?
It's Karen Kilgariff.
Can you spell that?
It's K-A-R-E-N.
Right.
K-I-L-G-A-R-I-F as in Frank, F as in Frank.
So it's a double F.
That's right.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
Riff.
Thanks.
Drayden, how about you?
I'm on Twitter. I don't do a lot of stuff on Twitter, but I'm on there. It's my name, Drennan, D-R-E-N-N-O-N, Davis.
Is there someplace else online you think people would like to check out?
Yeah. YouTube's. I got a lot of YouTube stuff.
YouTube.
Yeah, I think that's a good place.
That's a good
spot. Just type in my name and there'll be things.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like Hulu.
Oh, you do?
I've been watching some British TV shows on Hulu lately.
What'd you watch?
Scott and Bailey.
Scott and Bailey.
Yeah.
That sounds very much like something that's like people in America. If you met a British person, like, you watch Scott and Bailey?
Yeah.
you watch Scott and Bailey?
No shit.
She watches Scott and Bailey.
Scott and Bailey.
Do you understand it? Do you understand Scott and Bailey?
I really don't.
You don't? Well,
they talk too fast.
I love that show. I love that when people like, be like, wait, you like this thing? It's from my country. How can you?
What?
Wait a second.
We made that.
No, you're American. You don't like that. Yeah, it's okay. I kind of do.
Yeah. Gotta love Scott and Bailey.
Yeah, Scott and Bailey. Okay, I'll check that out. Recommendations. You recommend Scott and Bailey?
I recommend Scott and Bailey.
Cool.
Do you have a recommendation, Drennan?
What have I been watching? Well, I've been watching Fargo. That's a good show.
So you recommend that? Okay.
Yeah.
What about something that people should buy other than your album that you can recommend?
Ooh,
I can post up on the Amazon portal. Listeners, if you're not buying shit through the Amazon portal, I don't know what the fuck you are doing.
You could buy... you could get a label maker.
Oh.
Which is a fun... It's like you wouldn't normally buy it for yourself because you don't need it really. Yeah. But then once you have it, it's so fun.
Wow.
Have you been labeling everything in your house?
No, I haven't done it. I'm giving myself permission to buy one.
Cool. So is this going to be a Christmas thing?
It can be a Christmas thing for other people who might care about me.
Okay.
A vintage label maker.
Oh, a vintage
preferably,
one.
Preferably green.
The kind that does the punches, it pushes the things through, the embosser.
Yes,
embosser.
That's right.
Those are pretty slick.
I think they are, and probably kind of high end.
I had one, I had a little janky one when I was a younger person, and I labeled the fuck out of stuff.
Yeah, I got one for Christmas when I was like 12, and it was... Yeah. Miraculous.
That shit's badass. Yeah, it was a little dial, and you'd punch it and turn the dial and punch it, turn the dial and punch it.
Yeah. And then...
Yeah, I remember that now. Wow, that's a memory.
The best.
Might not be real, but I think it's real.
It doesn't matter if it's real.
What if it's not real?
What do you want for Christmas, Johnny?
I decided I want this this jacket from this tactical company. I decided I like tactical clothes a lot.
What's that mean?
It's clothes that like people, if you're like a military contractor, you'd wear. If you're like in Iraq or Afghanistan, you work for a company that does private security. If you're like sort of a bad person, essentially.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you're sort of like, it's sort of like military tangent or law enforcement tangent.
Okay. Wraparound sunglasses?
Well, I'm not going to have the wraparound sunglasses.
No,
I won't do that. I'm sort of, I'm interested in blending tactical with something else.
Oh, okay.
Sort of, I like the idea of the fusion of something.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
What about tactical with equestrian? So you could do like a Nehru-colored navy blue blazer.
What is Nehru?
Nehru is that short little collar that comes up like the Beetle Sergeant
Pepper.
Oh,
okay, yeah.
And then, but then you have like a nice kind of riding pant, a tight riding pant with leather inner thighs.
I could see this working. I like any sort of a blend, anything to soften the edge of a tactical look.
Right.
I'm all about it.
Yeah. Are you going to wear a sniper scope on your eye?
No, that's too much.
Okay, I just said I'm trying to find the parameters.
Well, I think it's more about, see that backpack over there? That's a tactical backpack. I bought this tactical backpack and I love it.
That one that's 4 clicks away right now?
Yeah, that's 4 clicks away.
Ooh. Okay.
I love it. It's the greatest.
I like that too. That's cool.
It's the most functional thing I've ever bought in my entire life. Every time I use it, I'm like, this is so fucking great. I can't stand how great it is.
Really?
The functionality of it? It's absurd.
Okay, well,
it's off the charts functional.
This isn't going to help for the listeners, but so what are all the strap things on the side? What do those guys do?
That's something known as MOLLE, MOLLE.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what that stands for, but it's basically a system. MOLLE webbing is something that's in a lot of tactical gear that allows you to clip things onto there. There's also this type of thing, I can't think of how it works, but some where you can clip things onto there. They don't actually clip. They just have a little stick that sticks down in there, so they're really easy to get off, but they're also secure at the same time.
Cool.
Okay.
It's just for that. Yeah.
So it's almost like they've reinvented the pocket.
They have just done a lot of stuff.
They're war pockets.
Yes. Ooh, there's pockets in there too, though.
Are there?
There's everything.
Did it come with a flashlight?
No.
Do you have a flashlight?
Of course. You know, I could use a nice flashlight for Christmas, though.
That's what I was thinking.
I could use a nice, like, surefire flashlight. There's so many things that are tangent to violent things that are also really great for not doing violence.
Right.
Like, there's a lot of products that are made for gun users. They're also great for just, you know, using, like, flashlights they make for people who have pistols. The best flashlight you can get is one like that.
What, do they affix onto the pistol?
They can, but just the way they work. They like work really well, and they're dependable. And
Are they those little heavy ones that you turn the top? Mag light.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah. You can hit someone on the back of the head with it.
You crack a skull.
Yeah. Tactical.
So I don't know why I started talking about tactical.
Because it's your new passion.
Oh, yeah, my new passion. It's not a passion. It's just sort of a side interest. But
Do you want to sing your song about it?
God, I feel like I should have you guys sing another song.
Oh, we should do our song?
You should do one more song.
Should we do a tactical song?
Yeah.
Do you have a tactical song? Off the album?
Or should we...
Am I asking sure you to give too much album here? Is it bad to give too much album?
No, we don't care. We haven't. I think we've only done one song from the album, so I think we're okay. Yeah,
that'd be cool because we can kind of start in the wrapping up phase of things.
Yeah, let's wrap this down.
Okay, cool.
A wind down, sort of a winding wrap.
Wind down.
Yeah.
Should we do the one we just did on Conan?
Oh God, you guys were on Conan?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I've been in a hole.
Sure, we can do that.
Okay,
that's
cool.
Great. God, I want to see that now.
You can find it on YouTube.
Okay, it's on YouTube. Okay, I've got your guitar mic. You need a guitar mic? No. Okay.
I just like it.
I'm going to turn my mic down.
Sitting on a dolphin's fin, unicorns jumping over rainbows. That little Hopi flute guy, I don't know his name. Treble clef, pot leaf, yin and yang.
Tasmanian devil, looking all bossy.
Bossy.
You can tell he's the boss, cause his arms are crossed, and he's got a backwards baseball cap.
These are just a few of your dumb tattoos. These are just a few of your very, very dumb tattoos.
Four-letter knuckle taps that say love and hate.
Ooh, opposites.
You're like that guy from Memento, except you need to be reminded of basic emotions.
You've got barbed wire wrapped around your heart. You've got barbed wire wrapped around your arm. You've got barbed wire wrapped around your hand. It's like your body parts are in a concentration camp.
These are just a few of your dumb tattoos. These are just a few of your very, very dumb tattoos.
I see by the picture on your chest that you have a child.
Congratulations.
Either that was a terrible artist or your baby just opened the Ark of the Covenant. Ooh, your baby's melting.
What's up with all the spider webs all over your body? Are you trying to say you haven't washed in a while? Or is your shoulder haunted?
Ooh, haunted shoulder.
I'm scared.
Me too.
Of your dumb tattoos.
Boop, dream catcher, puzzle piece, James Dean.
Pitbull mustache, full back, angel wings.
Grateful Dead, rainbow bear, Jesus fish, Jimi Hendrix.
Barcodes, dragons, red hot chili peppers, asterisk.
These are just a few of your dumb tattoos. These are just a few of your very, very dumb tattoos.
Whoa! That was fucking amazing. Holy shit, it's hilarious.
Thanks,
you can probably hear me in the background saying, oh my God, four times. That's why I laugh. I go, oh my God.
It's satisfying.
Yeah, that's my new laughter. I just, I become in awe of the thing instead of laughing. I'm like, no, no.
Oh my God.
Stop it. Stop it. Pause it.
No.
Stop. No, 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 no.
You can't be doing this.
No. How? Shut the fuck up.
You cannot say this.
No.
Shut up. How dare. That's a beautiful song. So is that called Your Dumb Tattoos?
It's called Tattoos.
Tattoos. Yeah. I like that. Simple, one word.
Right.
Yeah. Not tipping anything off, not leading anything on.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. That's good. I can't wait to hear this whole album. That's incredible.
Thanks, man.
This is, you guys are really good on this. This is like a... I would call this a peak experience, a pinnacle. This is a pinnacle episode.
Nice.
Whoa, thanks, man.
I'm going to flag this one.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to flag it for review.
What color flag?
probably chartreuse. Like my, you know, green chartreuse. That's a good drink, you know.
But that's it's a fashion flag.
Yeah, you gotta have that green chartreuse.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
Just a sip after dinner.
Oh yeah, or maybe 10. Maybe a rusty nail. You ever have a rusty nail?
You ever have a grasshopper?
Yeah. What was that? That's Bailey's and some mint schnapps
it's
or some shit.
It's creamed and
creamed
mint.
Creamed mint
and half and half.
Half and half.
And you blend it up.
Oh God!
And you drink it and then you vomit.
And then you vomit. But it's 2 days after Christmas. What else are you gonna do?
You gotta do it.
You got the car.
You might as well drive it around.
You might as well just have a couple of rusty nails and drive through Madison.
Now what is in a rusty nail?
Rusty nail is fucking. Rusty nail is I think it's whiskey and Drambuie.
No.
Yes.
Stop it.
It's definitely got Drambuie in there. It might be bourbon and Drambuie, or it's whiskey. I think it's whiskey with a shot of Drambuie on ice. It's just liquor. It's terrible.
I want to get fucked up.
One step before Fernet. Where are you in your linking life? I'm drinking Fernet because I'm a drunk. I work in hospitality. What do you drink? I drink Fernet. Oh my God, I drank every liquor so much already in my life. All I have left is Fernet. Everything, my taste buds been blasted away by gin, so now I drink Fernet. Fernet, 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 Fernet. What's it taste like? Everything. What's Fernet taste Fernet? Like? Fernet? It tastes like everything. It's all the tastes.
Fernet.
It's like a Long Island with herbs.
Fernet.
Fernet. Oh, Fernet. Oh, that's fun.
Fernet.
Ooh, that really cleaned me out.
Ooh, I do declare.
Ooh, I'm shitting everywhere now, and I'm wasted.
Ooh, wow.
I'm gonna fuck my married boss.
Fernet, stop it. Fernet, you are crazy at this party.
Oh, my God. Fernet.
Fernet lost her shit at that party last night.
Fernet cut off someone's ear.
Oh, my God. She was so drunk.
And then, yeah, Fernet.
Fernet.
Fernet really is a thing. I remember seeing some fucking door card in Vegas that was like, I don't know, referenced Fernet. I was like, that's such a deep reference. Like a little, like a...
Is it like Jaeger?
Fernet is like, it's like this super herbal liqueur.
Like licorice-y?
It is everything. It's like super... It's kind of... If you stick your finger in it and lick it, you're like, wow, that's a cool flavor to experience.
Like Jägermeister, kind of.
It's like Jaeger, but there's like six other varieties.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Jaeger's one flavor.
Is it like gold schnapps?
Gold Schlager.
Like, you know what it's like? Schlager. This is what it's like. Fernet is this. It's like if Jägermeister was mixed with gold Schlager and with gin.
No.
It's like botanicals and herbs. Yeah. Just
no. And yes.
Hairspray?
Hairspray. A little bit of hairspray in there?
That's what bartenders drink because they're all so fucking blasted.
It's the only thing that cuts through?
It's like a thing that...
Fernet!
It's not just that. It's the herbal quality. I think it's something where...
It's supposed to be good for your stomach.
It's good for your stomach. It's refreshing.
Yeah. Mm.
But also it's like drinking... It's like drinking apple cider vinegar or something.
Oh, is it kind of like bitters?
It's bitters. Mm-hmm. It's very bitter. Yeah. It's not like bitters, though.
It's not.
You know what? I don't know what I'm talking about.
I just know
just enough to say what I said to be true.
I love the Fernet song.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
This is a fucking song blaster.
Yeah.
Totally.
We're doing it.
So, yeah, check them out. Check them out online.
Yeah.
Check them out in person. Check them out on, you guys are traveling, you're doing any shows. We all live in LA, so there's always shows around. There's a lot of people who listen who don't live there, so you guys ever traveling? You guys
we're doing
tour?
San Francisco.
Nice.
And on New Year's.
Yeah. New Year's, okay.
Yeah.
And then,
anything plans after that?
Then I'm doing a quick thing at Sketchfest. What else are we doing, Kat?
We're going to be in D.C. at the end of January for the Alamo...
Oh, that's right.
Steakhouse? What's it called?
Oh, yeah, Alamo Steakhouse.
The Alamo Steakhouse.
Yeah.
I got a job as a waitress at a steakhouse in D.C.
Well, I'm actually there for the Alamo Steakhouse. It's where we watch people... we see how many people can watch one person before that person becomes aware and freaks out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The Great Alamo Steakout.
That's going to be fun.
Yep. The whole city of Alamo, Texas will be there. And we're going to fucking make somebody go crazy.
Go crazy.
Thank you for listening to Twisting the Wind. Thanks.
so you can say some stuff. A little more. You can say a little more stuff.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
The United States government, it is the mission of the National Security Agency to assess and flag citizens of the country who may present a threat to its security. The NSA has clearance to wiretap by any means necessary.
Tapped. Incidental recordings of private conversations from the files of the NSA.
Now on feralaudio.com.